Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR. And the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 421. We will be in the book of Luke today, starting with chapter 10. So I would suggest that you get something to write with and be able to take some notes, because I'm going to give you lots of references. To get a hold of me on my website, you can't just Google Pastor Steve. You're going to get everybody but me. There's a whole page full of them. It's https://// www.pastor-steve.com. I tried Googling me, and man, you just, I don't know who all these people are, but there's a bunch of them. Oh, that's the internet for you. Let's get started in the book of Luke in chapter 10, verse 1. And after this, the master appointed 70 others. Those are emissaries he was going to send out. And sent them two by two ahead of him into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Verse 2. And you can reference Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. That's Matthew 9, 37 and 38. Then he said to them, and this is a famous quote, "The harvest indeed is great, but the workers are few. Therefore pray the master of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." Now that every, you know, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. That's what most people quote. That's a famous one. And It is marvelous. I quote it a lot. Verse 3, and you can reference Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Matthew 10, 16. Go, see, I send you out as lambs into the midst of wolves. Now, this is just the messengers he was sending out. This doesn't apply to everybody today. This applies to those special people that were beginning his ministry. Okay, and there's a lot of churches today that try to handle snakes and walk through fire, and they're into a showboat church, but they don't want to preach what he actually taught. They want to take all the exciting stuff and build a doctrine on it. Instead of teaching the meat of the word, they have race mixing and everything else in those churches. Homosexuals, I mean, they just let anybody in. Well, that's not what he taught. They're taking stuff and running with it, like they hear rumors on the internet, and then all of a sudden it's all over. And, oh, it's true. I heard this, and I heard it in 15 places. Yeah, one guy heard it after one guy made it up, and then he posted it all over. And then you find out later it's a bunch of hokum. It's BS. So you got to be very, very careful on the internet. Well, you got to be very, very careful with these so-called Christian churches today. Very careful. Verse 4. Here's the instructions he was going to give to these emissaries. Do not take a purse, nor a bag, nor sandals, and greet no one along the way. Verse 5. And whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. Verse 6. And if indeed a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest on it. And if not, it shall return to you. Verse 7, okay, and stay in the same house, eating and drinking whatever with them, for the laborer is worthy of his wages, okay? In other words, they were just going to feed him, because he was a traveling minister. That does not entitle these false Judeo-Christian preachers, quote-unquote, to gazillions of dollars. That's not worthy of their wages. He said, don't take a purse. Don't take any money with you, nor a bag. Don't take a bunch of stuff. Walk out barefoot, and whatever you're wearing is what you wear. And you go from place to place preaching the gospel. All right. Finishing up, verse 7. Do not move from house to house. Stay in the same place. If you've got a good place and they're treating you right, stay in that house. Don't move around. Verse 8. And into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat whatever is placed before you. Don't be picky. Verse 9. And heal the sick there. All right. They were given the power to heal the sick. That doesn't mean all these snake handlers and people like Benny Hinn, oh, heal, slain in the spirit, heal, and all that fake stuff. They don't have any power to heal. That's all prearranged. It's a show. Phony. verse 9 again, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the reign of Elohim has come near to you. In other words, the reign of Elohim came in when he was resurrected after being murdered on the cross, okay? Or the stake. I still have to get that cross thing out of my vocabulary. He was impaled on the stake. When he rose, he was the first fruits of the resurrection, and the kingdom of Elohim came here, not in its entirety, but it started right there. Verse 10 and 11, these are allied verses, 10 and 11. You can reference Acts chapter 13, verse 51. That's Acts 13, 51, verse 10. And into whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you. Okay, that's special. They do not receive you. They don't want to hear the word. Go out into its streets and say, verse 11, even the dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you, but know this, that the reign of Elohim has come near to you. But they didn't want to partake of it, okay? Verse 12. And verse 12, you can reference Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 28. Genesis 19, 24 through 28. And Matthew chapter 10, verse 15, and chapter 11, verse 24. That's Matthew 10, 15, and 11, 24. This is verse 12. And I say to you that it shall be more bearable for Sodom, that's Sodom, in that day than for that city. In other words, they were going to get hammered. That city, if they rejected the disciples, his messengers, oh boy. Verse 13. And verse 13, you can reference Isaiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 18. That's Isaiah 23, verses 1 through 18. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 26, 1, that's 26, verse 1, through chapter 28, verse 26. That's Ezekiel 26, 1 through chapter 28, verse 26. The book of Joel, or Yoel, okay, in the Hebrew, chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. That's Yoel 3, verses 4 through 8. The book of Amos, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. That's Amos 1, 9 and 10. And the book of Zechariah in the Hebrew, Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 4. That's Zechariah 9, 2 through 4. See, I told you there were a lot of notes. Verse 13. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles which were done in you had been done in Zoar and Zidon, that's Tyre and Zidon in English, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Those were very sinful cities. They were the ones that oh man, I just went blank. Anyway, okay. Verse 15. Verse 15. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to the heaven, shall be brought down to Sheol. That's the book of the land of the dead and its inhabitants. That's what Sheol is. Jonah, that's right. I couldn't remember the guy's name. That's terrible. I'm getting senile, but I can't remember why. And verse 15 that I just read, you can reference Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 14, verses 13 and 15. That's Isaiah 14, verses 13 and 15. And 1 Kings. 1 Kings 1. Verses 9 through 16. 1 Kings 1, 9 through 16. Verse 16. And you can reference on verse 16, Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. That's Matthew 10, 40. The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 37. That's Mark 9:37. The book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 48. Chapter 9:48 in Luke. And John, the book of John, chapter 13, verse 20. Chapter 13, verse 20. Verse 16 here. He who hears you hears me. He's speaking to his disciples. They've got his word firmly implanted in their heart, and they're going to be true and repeat. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. He who rejects you rejects me, okay? And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Ooh. Rejecting Yahweh. He who rejects me rejects him who sent me. That's pretty rough right there. These naysayers that disparage Yahweh and call him evil, and oh, he must be an evil God, he requires circumcision. Oh, that's evil. That's mean. That's horse manure. It's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. And anybody that says you're not supposed to be circumcised needs to read the scriptures. It's all over the scriptures about circumcision, not just of your heart. Israelites are to be circumcised on the eighth day. That's a commandment. And anybody that tries to set aside a commandment is lying and is in apostasy. I'll challenge anybody on that. The commandment for circumcision still stands. I'm not talking Jewish-style circumcision. I'm talking about real circumcision, okay? Israelite. Not not biting anything off and sucking blood and all of that. That's Jewish. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. So don't confuse Jewishism with Christianity and Mosaism. Okay? They don't worship the God we worship. They worship Hallel. They don't go by the Torah. They go by the Talmud. Verse 17. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Master, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Now this is something he witnessed. This is verse 18. Pay attention to this. And he said to them, I saw Satan falling out of the heaven as lightning. He witnessed that. He was there during that battle when Satan lost and was cast out. You understand? Yeshua was there. He existed. Not on this planet at that time. Verse 19. And you can reference Psalm 91. That's a soldier psalm. Psalm 91, verse 13. 91:13. See, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and none at all shall hurt you. Now they're trying to take that into these churches today with these snake handlers. And they're getting bit and dying because that commission was not given to them. It was given to his messengers he personally sent out and to no other. Does not extend to today to these snake handling churches. They are showboating. Verse 20. This is serious here. But do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. But rather rejoice because your names have been written in the heavens. Their names are in the Book of Life. Okay. Verse 21. In that hour, Yeshua exulted in the Spirit and said, I praise you, Father, Master of the heaven and of the earth, that you have hidden these matters from clever and learned ones and did reveal them to babes. Yes, Father, because thus it was well-pleasing in your sight. He didn't give all this information to these so-called learned Pharisees and Sadducees and all the Edomites. He gave it to the taught ones of Yeshua that were new in the faith. Verse 22. All has been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, And he to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The blessed people that he instructed. And for that verse, you can reference the book of John, chapter 3, verse 35. John 3, 35, and verse 10, 15. Chapter 10, verse 15 in the book of John. Verse 23, and turning to his taught ones, he said separately, other than the other emissaries, these were his personal disciples. He said separately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Verse 24, for I say to you that many prophets and sovereigns have wished to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. Now, here we go. Verse 25 through 28. All of these verses, verses 25 through 28, reference Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 40. That's Matthew 22, verses 35 through 40, and the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. That's Mark 12, 28 through 34. Here is verse 25. And see, a certain one learned in the Torah stood up, trying him and saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit everlasting life? This guy wasn't sincere. He was trying to test Yeshua, trying him, see if he knew. So he was not a true one, evidently. Verse 26, and he said to him, what has been written in the Torah? How do you read it? Verse 27, and he, answering him, said, you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being and with all your strength and with all your mind. Now, that you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. There's another reference for what I just read. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Continuing on, and your neighbor as yourself. Exodus chapter 19, verse 18. That's Exodus 19, 18. No, not Exodus. Oh, man, what is the matter with me? Leviticus, pardon me, Vayikra. That's Leviticus, okay. I needed to put a little additional note there. Leviticus. Well, that was a mess. Leviticus 19... verse 18. Verse 28. I gave you the verses for 25 through 28, but this is just for 28. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 5. Leviticus 18, verse 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 17. Matthew 19, 17. The book of John, chapter 12, verse 50. That's John 12, 50. And Revelations, chapter 22, verse 14. Revelations 22, 14. This is verse 28. And he said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this and you shall live." Verse 29. This guy is evidently a smarty pants. Okay? He's being a smarty pants, and he's testing Yahshua, and he's got his ego involved here. So he pops off and says, "But he, wishing to declare himself righteous, said to Yahshua, 'And who is my neighbor?'" Oh, verse 30. "And replying, Yahshua said, 'A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers who, both stripping him and beating him, went away, leaving him half dead.'" Verse 31. "And by a coincidence, a certain priest was going down that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." In other words, he crossed the road and passed by. Didn't want to get involved. Verse 32. "And likewise a Levite," also that's a Levite, "when he came to the place and seeing, passed by on the other side." Verse 33. "But a certain Shomeroni journeying came upon him." Person from Samaria. "And when he saw him, he had compassion on him." Verse 34. "And he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and having placed him on his own beast, he brought him to an inn and looked after him." And for verses 33 and 34, you can reference 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 15. That's 2 Chronicles 28, verse 15. "And going out on the next day," he's speaking of the Samaritan, "he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Look after him, and whatever more you spend, I shall repay you when I return.'" Verse 36. "Who then of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" And he said, "He who showed compassion on him." Then Yahshua said to him, "Go and do likewise." In other words, he rebuked him with that. The Samaritan, that there were people in Samaria that were of Israel, but they had changed their worship habits and weren't going by the official version of religion, so the people in Jerusalem didn't associate with the Samaritans because of doctrinal differences. But this man's actions were godly. Verses 38 and 39 of chapter 10. You can reference the book of John, chapter 11, verse 1. John 11, verse 1, verse 38. And it came to be as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Verse 39, and she had a sister called Miriam, who also sat at the feet of Yeshua and heard his word. Okay, well, Martha was having trouble with her sister, not helping her serve these people because she was intently listening to Yeshua. Okay, so here's the story of that. Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And coming up, she says, Master, are you not concerned that my sister has left me to serve alone? Speak to her then to help me. In other words, rebuke her. Verse 41. And Yeshua answering said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many, not many, many matters is implied, okay? Verse 42. But one only is necessary. And Miriam has chosen the good portion which shall not be taken away from her. In other words, she is sitting at the feet of our master learning. Now, so much more than running around working, serving, she wanted to hear every word that Yeshua had to say. Every word. Okay? Now, that ends chapter 10. We're going to start in chapter 11 here. This is chapter 11 of the book of Luke, verse 1. And it came to be while he was praying in a certain place, as he ceased, one of his taught ones said to him, Master, teach us to pray as Yochanan also taught his taught ones. Verse 2. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in the heavens, let your name be set apart. In other words, make it holy. Let your reign come. Let your desire be done on earth as it is in heaven. Verse 3. Give us day by day our daily bread. Verse 4. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Now this is what it actually says. This is different than what you're going to see in the King James. And do not lead us into trial, but rescue us from the wicked one. Verse 5. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me three loaves. Verse 6. Since a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I do not have food to set before him. Verse 7. Then the one inside answering says, do not trouble me. The door is already locked, and my children with me are in bed. I am unable to get up and give to you. Verse 8. I say to you, if he does not get up and give to him, because he is his friend, he shall get up and give him as many as he needs because of his persistence. In other words, shut him up so he can go back to bed. Verse 9, and I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Now, he's not talking about bread. He's talking about knowledge of the Word. Okay? Knowledge of the Word. Verse 10. For everyone asking receives, and he who is seeking finds, and to him who is knocking it shall be opened. Wisdom. Okay. From Yahweh. He's speaking to Israelites here. He's not speaking to non-Israelites. He's speaking to Israel. Verse 11. And what father among you whose son asks for bread shall give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, shall give him a snake instead of a fish? Verse 12. Or if he asks for an egg, shall give him a scorpion? Verse 13. If you then, being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father from heaven give the set apart Spirit to those asking him? That's what you're asking for, wisdom. The gift of the Holy Spirit to understand the words. And if you ask, he will reveal it to you if you are sincere. Okay? Verse 14. And he was casting out a demon, and it was dumb. It couldn't speak. Okay? And it came to be when the demon had gone out that the dumb spoke, and the crowds marveled. In other words, a guy couldn't speak before. Now he can. Verse 15. Verse 15. But some of them said, he casts out demons by Beelzebul. Beelzebul, rather. That's Lord of the Flies, the ruler of the demons. And you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 34, and 10, 25. 9, 34, and 10, 25. Verse 16. And others, trying him, were seeking from him a sign from heaven. And you can reference Matthew, chapter 12, verse 38, and chapter 16, verse 1. That's Matthew 12, 38, and chapter 16, verse 1. And the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 11. Mark 8:11. Verse 17. And he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every rain divided against itself is laid waste, and a house against a house falls. Verse 18, so if Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his reign stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebul. Verse 19, now if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Because of this, they shall be your judges. Verse 20. But if I cast out demons by the finger of Elohim, then the reign of Elohim has come upon you. And you can reference Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. That's Exodus 31:18. Verse 21. When a strong man, having been well armed, watches over his own court, his possessions are in peace. Verse 22. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted, and divides his booty. Verse 23. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters. You can reference Mark chapter 9, verse 40. Mark 9, 40. Verse 24. Verse 24. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he says, I shall return to my house from which I came. In other words, that person. Verse 25, and when he comes, he finds it swept and decorated. In other words, the man is all clean inside. Verse 26, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last of that man becomes worse than the first. In other words, if you don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you're subject to demons because they can't abide in the temple where the Holy Spirit is. Can't handle it. Verse 27, and it came to be as he was saying this, a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which you sucked. Verse 28, but he said, blessed rather are those hearing the word of Elohim and watching over it. In other words, keeping it. Verse 29, and for verse 29 you can reference Matthew chapter 16, verse 4. That's Matthew 16, 4, and Mark chapter 8, verse 12. That's Mark 8, 12. And while the crowds were thronging, he began to say, this generation is wicked. Genea. It can also mean race or ethnic group. Those that were trying him and taunting him, okay? It seeks a sign. and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Verse 30, and you can reference Jonah chapter 3, verse 4. That's Jonah 3, verse 4. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the son of Adam shall be to this generation. Verse 31 of chapter 10, or 11 rather. You can reference 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. 1 Kings 10, 1 through 10. And 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. That's 2 Chronicles 9, 1 through 12. The sovereignty of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and shall condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Shlomo. That's Queen of Sheba is who he's talking about. And look, a greater than Shlomo is here. Verse 32. You can reference Jonah chapter 3, verse 5. Jonah 3, 5. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And look, a greater than Jonah is here. Verse 33. Verse 33. You can reference Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Matthew 5, 15. Mark 4, 21. That's Mark chapter 4, verse 21. And Luke chapter 8, verse 16. Luke 8, 16, verse 33. And no one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a hidden place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in shall see the light. Verse 34, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, that means to be generous. That's a Hebrew idiom. All your body is also enlightened. But when your eye is evil, that means stingy, miserly. Okay, your body also is darkened. If you're a stuff worshiper, you don't want to give any of your stuff away. Verse 35. See to it, therefore, that the light which is in you is not darkness. Verse 36. If then all your body is enlightened, having no part dark, all shall be enlightened, that's full of knowledge, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. The light of knowledge from Yahweh, okay? Verse 37. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So we went in and sat down to eat. Verse 38. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he did not first wash before dinner. Verse 39. And the master said to him, now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is filled with greed and wickedness. Ow. That's painful. Like the church pastors today, greed and wickedness. Verse 40. Mindless ones. Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? Verse 41. But give in kindness of that which is within, and see, all are clean to you. Verse 42. And you can reference Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Leviticus 27, 30. But woe to you, Pharisees, because you tithe the mint and the rue and every plant, and pass by the right ruling and the love of Elohim. These you should have done without leaving the others undone. Verse 43. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the best seats in the congregation and the greetings in the marketplaces. Showboaters, okay? Verse 44. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are like the unseen tombs, and men walking over them do not know. Verse 45. And when one of those learned in the Torah answering said to him, Teacher, when you say this, you insult us too. Yeah? Really? Verse 46. And he said, Woe to you also, you learned in the Torah, because you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. In other words, you're telling people to do stuff that you don't even do. Legalists, verse 47. Verse 47. Woe to you, because you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Verse 48. So you bear witness that you approve of the works of your fathers, because they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Verse 49, and because of this, the wisdom of Elohim said, I shall send them prophets and emissaries, and some of them they shall kill and persecute. Verse 50. So that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world shall be required for this generation. That's race or ethnic group. Genea. Verse 51, reference Genesis 4:8. Genesis 4, verse 8, and 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 20 and 21. From the blood of Habel, that's Abel, to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the slaughter place and the dwelling place. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation, or race. And I am almost out of time, and I'm going to stop right here, and I'll finish the last few verses of chapter 11 on the next show. It's been a pleasure. I've got less than a minute, so I'm going to play the outro music, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.